to cry, would you rescue me? Would you rescue me? Would you rescue me when I'm by myself? When I need your love, if I need your help, would you rescue me? Would you rescue me? Would you rescue me? Would you get my back? Would you take my car when I start to crack? Would you rescue me? Would you rescue me? Would you rescue me when I'm by myself? When I need your love, if I need your help, would you rescue me? Would you rescue me? Yeah, I miss all the times we... Chapter 5. Another day, another fucking meeting. Albert Kingman's tragic death, which Tim has not looked into for the sake of his health, has resulted in a lot of board meetings. To fill the vacuum left by his sudden departure, and the positions left vacant by that switch. And while they're changing things up, they might as well just reconsider everyone's position while they're here. And Dora, the liaison with LexCorp, has some thoughts, and she's made a PowerPoint. Anyway, long story short, Tim sends out a quick text on his smartwatch, and the elevator doors slide open before Dora, the liaison with LexCorp, can even reach slide 12, to reveal a petrified security guard and a familiar red helmet.
"I'm only here for one of you,"
Hood says, voice crackling through the modulator. From the floor, Mr. Smith Hargusson makes a high-pitched noise. "Could we maybe do this some other time?" Tim says, because he has to play the damn part, has to put up his token resistance. The board members stare at him like he's grown a second head. "Not that I'm not appreciative," Tim continues. "Really, I'm sure a lot of effort went into this scheme, but a lot of effort also went into scheduling this board meeting, so..."
"Shut the fuck up,"
Hood snarls, slamming his fist against the table. Someone whimpers. Someone swallows. Someone shuffles with a slight crinkle of paper. Someone crashes through the window. Everyone turns to look, Hood swinging around and pointing his gun at the newcomer. And Tim can see the moment his grip falters, just for a fraction of a second, because it's... "Batman?" Tim says. Batman stares at him, which is when he remembers that he's supposed to be getting kidnapped. Tim coughs and tries again. "Batman, you're here to save us!" Judson Hall of the Environmental Impact Advisory Committee moves his hands behind his back, just enough so that Tim can see it. Just enough for Tim to notice the small button flashing in his cufflink, which, fucking bless the man, he's wonderfully enacted the Tim Drake kidnapping protocol. Tim needs to give him a pay raise effective immediately. The whole thing works great, alerting the GCPD the moment a hostile enters any of their buildings. Except when Tim has elaborately built a situation based on a fake hostile fake kidnapping him.
"Put down the gun, Hood," Batman says, because apparently he's gotten his shit together faster than the rest of them.
"No can do, big guy,"
Hood says.
"I have my orders not to leave here without the Drake kid."
There's a little upturn to the end of the sentence, even through the modulator. Like Jason's not quite sure how to play it from here. Like he's waiting for Tim to give him his next line. Unfortunately for both of them, Tim's not sure either. Will they let him out of the business meeting for an attempted kidnapping? Or will they consider it their sovereign duty to make sure business goes on as usual in the face of such reprobate behavior? Fuck. Definitely the latter. Batman takes a step forward. Hood takes a step back. Tim looks between them and another window bursts open. Several of the board members shriek with terror this time. Inwardly, Tim laments the amount he's going to have to upcharge the facility repairs budget this month. "No one told me we were having a party," Nightwing says, standing there in what Tim definitely recognizes as an embarrassed stance. "Little upset I wasn't invited, if I'm being honest." Tim blinks once, twice. "Nightwing!" Tim says, launching himself into Nightwing's arms. Dick catches him. Easy muscle memory kicking in, and Tim fake sobs against his shoulder as he whispers into his ear, "Fucking get me out of here. Take me out the fucking window. Grapple me out of here. Give me the fucking comm link."
I won't let you escape, Batman is saying, which both Tim and Jason must take to mean that that's exactly what the plan is, because Hood launches himself towards the doorway and takes off at a sprint. Batman gives chase, and then it's just Tim in Nightwing's arms, in front of a room of his baffled, terrified business associates. Nightwing opens his mouth, closes it, opens it again. Well then. And then he drops Tim flat on his ass and jumps out the window. The goddamn coward. A long moment of silence passes. Slowly, everyone gets to their feet. Tim pages someone to come clean the glass from the two shattered windows, makes a mental note to fix the budget for that before he goes home. Speaking of which, I think, Dora, the liaison with LexCorp, says stoically, that we should consider it our sovereign duty to make sure business goes on as usual in the face of such reprobate behavior. Jesus Christ, Tim thinks. From Jason to Tim. Tim, get me out of here. Code Purple, it's bad. The gala? Yes. It's just, this suit is too tight. All these people fucking suck. B isn't here to ward off the vultures. I don't care what, send Alf over. Claim that our aunt has been struck by lightning. If I leave without a real good excuse, the press is gonna be all over it. Open to the press? Ew. Yes, I've been trying to get Clark's eye for like 10 minutes, but he's on his phone and he won't look up. Okay. I'll be there in 15. Camp out by the hors d'oeuvres. I owe you one. You always do. Actually, never mind. I'll just throw myself into the chocolate fountain. Okay, and I will get all 103 articles about it framed. From Red Robin! Heart to Marco Samia. Hey. I need a favor. From Jason to Tim. Are your goons on comms using their real names? Are your Red Hood org email addresses first name period last name? Real legal names? Jesus Christ, be there in 5. From Tim to Little Freak They. I'm going to crash the gala. Do not be alarmed. I am going to start a petition for you to be euthanized. It is the humane option. From Clark, glasses emoji, to Bruce. Yeah, Candace Johnson keeps trying to touch my ass. She thinks she's being discreet. She is not being discreet. Not even as like a Superman thing. She is telegraphing it from a mile away. I meant important updates, Clark. This is important. My ass is in danger. An ass that has inspired millions. Please stop sending me messages about your ass. This is a secure line. What? Am I supposed to send you messages about my ass on a line that isn't secure? I think you... Hold on. Clark? Clark? You have 60 seconds before I call in Diana. No. We're good. Let me paint a word picture for you here, Bruce. Jason Todd and Damian Wayne are very valiantly doing PR for you. Oh, God. They're doing fine, actually. Well, relatively. Damian is giving their spiel against vegan leather. I think they quoted my article. Clark, focus. Right, yes. Well, I heard a single gunshot from outside. And I think... Kent. Everyone is fine. Let me paint you the word picture. Jason is staring at the window like a cat with a beetle. He has three different tapas in his hand, and he looks very uncomfortable. He should have just come and talked to me. Anyway. Someone is rustle- Oh. Red Hood is here. Question mark, question mark, question mark. Red Hood is demanding that Jason Todd be given over. Clark. For ransom. Damien has their head in their hands. The lady next to them is patting them because she thinks they're young and scared. I think they're trying to hide that they are laughing. Who is in the suit? Tim or Steph? Oh, never mind. It's Tim for sure. It does not fit at all. In a bad way. People are noticing. I am going to ground them forever. I don't care that they both moved out. Forever. Hood has a gun to Jason's head and they're easing out the back door. Looks like a water gun. I think Tim just tripped over the pants, but he made a good recovery. I owe them both a solid, though. Candace Johnston is deaf too distracted now to think about my ass. From Jason, book emoji, to Bruce. Whatever Uncle Clark is telling you, he is lying! Superman is a filthy liar! The end.
Back, would you take my call when I start to crack? Would you rescue me? Would you rescue me? Would you rescue me when I'm by myself? When I need your love, if I need your help, would you rescue me? Would you rescue me?
If you enjoyed this podfic and would like to leave a comment for either myself or for the author, you can feel free to do so. You can leave a comment for the podfic probably on whichever post you found this at. And you can leave a comment for the author by going to the Podfic post and then clicking through the link to the text work and leaving a comment there. Thanks for listening.